Well, I wish that I could find a job close to home. Feel like these markets are making me roam. And I know you got your plans, and I know you gotta stay. Know that, my darling, I'll come back here one day. And I'll call you every night while I make dinner for one. We can talk about our day, the things that we have done. While I'm gone from home, I promise I'll be true. Know that, my darling, I'll stay in there with you. Well, I love these Blue Ridge Mountains, but I miss the Geary Show. You are something that I miss even more. When we said goodbye, it wasn't with ease. But I know that you love me, you let me leave. We both could, if you love it, set it free. And all that I'm chasing is opportunity. And I want to be my best, but I don't want to be alone. Know that, my darling, if I could, I would be home. Well, I love these Blue Ridge Mountains, but I miss the Geary Show. You are something that I miss even more. And when we said goodbye, it wasn't with ease. But I know that you love me, you let me leave. Tickets and gas, where I'll spend all my pay. Wish every weekend had an extra day. And I drive all day and night just not to be apart. Know that, my darling, this is breaking my heart. Well, I love these Blue Ridge Mountains, but I miss Lake Erie Shore. You are something that I miss even more. When we said goodbye, it wasn't with ease. But I know that you love me, you let me leave. Well, I love these Blue Ridge Mountains, but I miss the Geary Shore. You are something that I miss even more. When we said goodbye, it wasn't with ease. But I know that you love me, you set me free.
Thor Platter with Lake Erie Shore. Before that, me with the jury. Nate Jones Band, Music of the Mardi Gras, and Sean and Shelby kicking that off with Light. And of course, that set, minus Thor, who we will talk to in a second, is a preview of Blizzard Bash 2015.
For us happening, the Happy Dog West, November 28th. Be there. Benefits the Hunger Network of Greater Cleveland. It's a good time.
Thor Platter.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man, how are you?
Good, we're good.
Thanks for coming down.
Absolutely, thanks for having me.
Why are you here?
I put a record out, an EP out in September. And I wanted to come back and have you guys ask me about it, even though I sent it to you.
We could do that.
Yeah. And I'm recording a new full-length record right now, which I don't know how many tracks or what they're going to be. I got 11 in the can right now, and we'll see what else comes out. Have some other ideas. So that'll be next year sometime.
And you got a show coming up this weekend.
That's right. Friday night. The Beachland opening for the Black Lilies, who are making their Americana music mark, coming up the charts.
Now, we were talking off the air that you actually saw the Black Lilies live recently.
Yeah, when I was in Nashville a couple years ago, I saw them. But so they were, I think there was a rift that went through that band. I think there was a divorce. Ooh. But they have the same vibe. And like I was saying, this new record, I believe it's called Hard to Please. And there's some good stuff coming off of it. I think it's probably the best thing that I've heard them do, you know, which is probably why they're right. I don't think they've ever made an Americana chart before, which I always gauge the I think the Americana chart's been around for 20 years, and that's hipped me to a lot of stuff. Of you know, Jason Isbell's Southeastern was, when it hit 18 on that chart, it was the first time I'd ever heard the word Jason Isbell, and I started listening to it, and then a year and a half, or a year later, you know, those guys are...
He's taken off.
Yeah, him and it's the Dave Cobb, Dave Cobb's the producer on it, you know, him and Chris Stapleton and all those, you know, So that's that chart is a very good gauge of what my genre's doing, you know.
Right, right. So that is how you would describe your genre then, huh? Americana.
I like to, yeah. I had a I get a lot of blank stares from people when I say Americana. So you know instantly whether they listen to music or not, you know. But people want to define what it is. They want to know, is it rock, blues, R&B, folk, country? Yes. You know what I mean? That's what Americana is, you know.
So how do you describe it? Because I've actually seen that blank stare when I've talked to people about music, and I understand they really don't know what I'm talking about when I say Americana. How would you describe it, even?
It's all those genres wrapped up, yeah. You know. It's just listen to it. It's definitely an American movement, you know, and it's got aspects of all that different stuff, but it's kind of the best genre to be in, obviously, because there's a bunch of pop country artists that are coming over to it, but it's nice. It's a very freeing genre. You don't have to be folk. You don't have to be Southern rock or whatever. You know, you can just write whatever it is, and it encompasses too much, I think, definitely, you know. But you can't tell somebody, hey, we're roots rock or we're country. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't even know what roots rock is. But if you tell them, oh, I'm country, they immediately, you know, think Blake Shelton or something. Oh, he's country. Well, it's not. I mean, I guess so. What's your definition of country?
He's new country.
I guess, yeah, right. Then you have to have all these, you know. Used to be country without the twang was what I played, and that's that. You know, growing up in Buffalo, that doesn't fly.
I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, you're coming from Buffalo, and yeah. You've got this. You got the sound coming out, which is really cool.
Yeah, this it's like a Lake Erie sound. You know, I like to because it's everything in the South. You get down in Tennessee and over towards Asheville, and you get all these songs about, you know, running moonshine up and through Kentucky, and you know, people are, they're based on their roots down there, and I kind of always, I guess when I was younger, tried to write like that or tried to write like I was somewhere else, but now I've kind of embraced writing about, you know, this, the lake and where we're from and this Rust Belt, you know, these cities, and Buffalo and Cleveland are very, very similar. I actually have a song on my next record that's coming out. It's called Jumper's Run, and it's about running bootleg wine through New York State. A buddy of mine wrote it up in Buffalo, and we played it for, you know, 10, 15 years, and I just decided to rearrange it just a little bit. And when we were first talking about it, we were like, oh, maybe let's talk about bourbon or whiskey because it'll make more sense. And I was like, well, no, wine, that's what everybody smuggles in New York State, you know?
And they have some good wine up there, too.
Yeah, right. So, you know, you make about what you know and write what you know. And as I'm growing up, I'm starting to learn that a little bit more. And when you talk to these guys in Nashville that are songwriters, as much as you might hear the ones that make hits that are, you know, they're just churning out that machine, but really they're writing about what they know, you know, and their life experiences. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm no great songwriter by any means yet, but these are the things that I learned that make me better, you know.
I'll give yourself some credit, Thor. And you are going to be playing this weekend. You're going to be in the ballroom, right?
Yes, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Who's going to be playing with you?
So that'll be Paul Lewis on bass, who moved up here from Nashville, or moved back from Nashville about a year, 2 years ago and started playing with me. And then Rob Worth is going to play drums for us, and Paul Kovac is going to play banjo.
Well, how about a song here in studio? What do you think?
Sure. This is a song written by a friend of mine, Josh Stevens, on this last EP that I put out, and I wrote the one of the verses. He gave me two verses, and I wrote the other one, and then after I recorded it and sent him a copy of it, he told me he had an extra 7 or 8 verses that he never told me about. So it's called Josh's Manifesto.
We've got Thor Platter live on New Rocks.
Well, here I am again, your front yard, 3 o'clock a.m., and I ain't tired. I'm drunker than a skunk, you can't tell. And I got something to say, makes me feel so good. I just wanna yell, I'm not in love with you. For the first time, girl, I'm talking to you. Open up your door, get in over you. I had the worst time, now I'm not in love with you anymore. Now the moon is shining, down on me in the grass. I can hear your old man shouting, and he might kick my ass. So I get up, I see your bedroom light turn on, thinking to myself, hey, this might be wrong. I'm not in love with you for the first time. Girl, I'm talking to you, standing at your door, getting over you. I had the worst time. Now I'm not in love with you anymore. Then I stopped to think of how it used to be. And I took a little drink, got a little relief. And I was sad that we could never work it out. Then I saw your face, and I began to shout, I'm not in love with you for the first time. Girl, I'm talking to you, charging out your door, getting over you. I had the worst time. Now I'm not in love with you anymore.
Yeah. Thor Platter here on Neo Rocks. He's going to be playing this Friday, opening for the Black Lilies at the Beachland. This is how much of a professional. Let me pull back the curtain real quick here for everybody listening in their car, at home, or on neorocks.com. This is how professional Thor is. He comes in here and he's like, "Hey, can I say the A word on the radio?" I was wondering, because the song I have has it in there. And he cared enough to ask and make sure that it was cool.
Not to mention, the two of us just kind of stared blankly at him, like, well, what are you talking about?
Well, we play it, when we play that live, usually I always say ass in it. And one time we were playing somewhere in Cleveland, and Paul Kovac was playing with me, and he mentioned that after I said that, this woman looked at her husband, and her husband was like, oh, like sometimes you hear a swear. I don't even know. That's not even a swear word anymore, I guess. But you hear something like that, and the woman did not like it. She did not like that I had said anything that was off color like that. And she was giving him the eyes, I guess. So then I started to change the lyric. We actually recorded it in case there was, you know, in case it got, I don't know. And the lyric is, I can hear your old man shout in, so I let the time go pass. As opposed to that. So that's how I started. Like sometimes, so if I'm playing, there's like kids around, then I'll throw that lyric in there. You know, so I'm real timid about it. I don't like to have the, you know, I mean, you don't have to put the explicit lyrics on anything now, I guess.
Right.
But I don't know. That's not really my forte, you know.
I never thought that you'd be causing riots in crowds at concerts. How about that?
I'd like to be the Jim Gaffigan songwriter more so than the Louis C.K., you know. Like, just keep it clean.
That's funny. Well, hey, are you going to cause any riots, you think, this Friday at the Beachland?
Probably.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you going to do that? I'm putting you on the spot here.
I think we're going to give away, like, I don't even want to say it. No. I think we played last month, and we opened for Reckless Kelly there, and there was a really good crowd, and I think they're getting some really, you know, decent crowds for their... It was actually a pretty nice night out, and normally, you know, like sometimes if it's a little colder and it's rainy and snows or whatever, it'll fill that room up. And it was nice out, and people were still going out there. And that whole neighborhood is you know, pretty close to being totally revitalized, not totally revitalized, but you know, it's coming along, and there's a lot of other places popping up. And I like that there's a couple other places around there you can grab something to eat and then go over there now. And I think that's what people needed in that Waterloo neighborhood.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I mean, they've always been great at supporting music here in Cleveland. And the road was just tore up for a while there.
It's beautiful now.
It's great.
That Waterloo Arts Fest they had last year, I'm hoping that I'll be involved with it. But if I'm not, I'm sure I'll still attend. But that was beat up the past 2 years. Yeah. This is going to be beautiful. I can't wait, you know.
And the weather is supposed to be nice. So no excuses not to see Thor at the Beachland on Friday. Yeah. One thing I wanted to ask you mentioned in the last segment kind of your songwriting, how you like to kind of stay true to what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Has that always been the case? Has that been a recent thing where it's, you know, I mean, a lot of songwriters you hear, you know, they may kind of, I love John Fogerty.
Yep.
John Fogerty he was born in California. He loved to pretend like he's from Mississippi.
Yeah.
Which I loved, you know, that's cool. But I mean, is that something you kind of get away from now, or are you?
I think 80% of what I write, I'm trying to write, you know, from the heart and based on my experiences, and whether that includes like a great word, allegory, that I, you know what I mean? Like that, where I just bring things in that might not be totally true, but it's still from, you know, that experience. Or there's other songs where they might just start and they're maybe not even in what I'm doing. And then I just kind of go with it, and they might be some other genre altogether. And a few weeks ago I wrote a song that it was like a flamenco song it turned into, and it was about a guy being outside of a, it ended up being that with my experience with this guy that was just drunkenly outside of a Mexican restaurant. And so he's looking at this waitress inside the Mexican restaurant. And as soon as I got home, I'm just writing stuff out, and I'm just making up a story about what was actually happening there, you know?
So it's like, hey there, Delilah, but a lot creepier.
Absolutely, yeah. So I brought the creep factor away from it, but stuff like that, and that's a new one that I hope that'll be on the next record. But that's not, you know, it won't sound like anything else. And sometimes those come, and you just got to go that way, you know.
So when is the Thor Platter metal album coming out?
You never know, you know. I haven't written anything close to that. I did after the last album, or after this acoustic one, this, you know, you might call it bluegrass, but I don't want it. It's bluegrass instrumentation for sure, this 5-song EP. But after that, I kind of just plugged my electric guitar in and my amp and ran a recorder and just started coming up with riffs that were like really far away from anything bluegrass, and then tried to write stuff around that. And most of this 11 tracks that we just did in the studio for this record that'll come out next year are none of those. Like all that stuff was old, you know, but new to everybody else. It's just a little older. So,
oh, very cool. How about another song here for us in studio?
I have no clue what to play.
Oh, okay. You really?
I don't know.
Well, I can. You want to write something right now?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We got 20 minutes left before. How about the key of C?
Yeah, right. Well, that last one was in it. Let's see. I could play something off of, let me play something on my first record then.
Cool.
Maybe we'll do that. We'll get that comfy thing in there.
Putting Thor Platter on the spot here on Neo Rocks. It's what we do best. We try to make people feel as uncomfortable as possible. It's what we do.
It's just tough. You get comfortable playing with, you know, I'm playing a lot in this trio with Paul Lewis and Paul Kovac, and having a bass player and playing things a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not the solo artist I used to be, you know. So I'm thinking about like, oh, all these songs now, there's so many parts that everybody brings to the table when they're playing with me, which is great.
You suddenly have the question, wait a minute, how do I play this again?
Yeah, right.
It's like riding a 6-string bike. That's all it is. Right.
So I'll play Open Up Your Heart, which was the opening track of my first album that I put out here when I moved to Cleveland.
Awesome. Thor Platter here on Neo Rocks.
Talk to me, my long lost friend. Tell me how you've been. Are you happy with your life? Or is it caving in? And you get up in the morning, thinking time's gone past. But does it make you wonder? Or she never lasts. You need to open up your heart. Let her in. Need to do it once before you could ever go back again. Open up your heart, let her in. Maybe you'll find yourself again. If you could do it all over, new shoes on your feet, down the stairs, out the house now,
fixing something to eat. All your friends staring at you, and you look at time going by. But you're here in the moment, and it's gone in the blink of an eye. You need to open up your heart, let her in. Need to do it once before you could ever go back again. Open up your heart, let her in. Maybe you'll find yourself again. Talk to me, my long-lost friend. Tell me how you've been. Are you happy with your life? Or is it caving in? And you get up in the morning. Do you look at time going by? But you're here in the moment, and it's gone in the blink of an eye. You need to open up your heart, let her in. Need to do it once before you could ever go back again. Open up your heart, let her in. Maybe you'll find yourself again.
Four Platter. The two-piece band.
So you're playing this weekend?
Friday night, yep. Beach and Ballroom.
What time?
That's a good question. Probably could go to the website, check that out.
Even he's putting you on the spot. Look at this. Jeez.
All I know is what time we load in and start drinking Pepsi. Oh, wait. Oh, I didn't mean to sponsor anybody.
A couple of pops. No big deal.
Yeah, a couple of pops. I'm sure it's about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I know they've been running the doors pretty close to the start time, which is nice now. I think it's only about a half an hour maybe. So, yeah, whatever time we start on the website is, whatever time showtime is, we're starting.
We've got 8 o'clock listed on the concert calendar.
That means that we're playing our first note at 8. Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, where can people go to find out more about you?
Thorplatter.com and all various sorts of social media, of course.
So, and what else you got coming up?
Just the new album. We're going to do some touring. We're already booking some stuff early next year. And last year I tried to go as far away as I could, you know, and it was fun. But now we're going to do a lot more, you know, down towards Akron, Canton. I've been trying to find clubs within, you know, that are about 20, 30 miles away from each other, and just kind of do a lot more regional and than my normal, you know. We'll go down to Dayton and go up to Buffalo, basically, and then maybe Indianapolis. I have one place in Indianapolis. I don't know if that'll work out. And then I'll be down in Nashville for Americana Fest again this year. And
what's Americana? Oh, never mind. We already covered this.
I think, you know, there'll be some good stuff, and I'm happy to have Paul Kovac playing with me now, and, you know, in addition to being one of the best banjo players around, he's, you know, pretty good vocally and a good mentor for me, and can play some other instruments too. So I'm anxious to get that into the mix next year with some, you know, some new tunes and new arrangements.
Well, Thor Platter this Friday at the Beachland, opening up for the Black Lilies at 8 p.m. Get there earlier though, because you want to make sure that you're able to get in there for him. Thor, thank you very much
for having me again, guys.
Thank you very much. And Ransom River or Ride?
I thought we were going to... Is that what we said?
I don't even remember at this point.
I thought we were going to play Long Road Ahead.
Describe it real quick. Let me get that in there.
This was a kind of a studio masterpiece. Like that whole EP we recorded live separated me off into a different room, but Matt Charbonneau, I was playing upright bass on it. Bill Lestock's playing fiddle and mandolin, but he played mandolin in the session and then went back over with fiddle. And Paul Kovac, so they're all in the same room. Paul's playing banjo. and I'm in a separate room just for basically scratch vocals. This is how we do recordings now. So those guys nailed every part of that. When you hear the bass and the mandolin and the banjo on there, there was nothing overdubbed to those. And then I was, you know, it was great to have Tommy Hannum, who's a session dobro player and pedal steel player. Currently he's on tour with Wynonna, but he's played forever, you know, and so he was able to put this dobro track on there. And then we also ran it through some effect, which is, I guess, is a Roland, some sort of like whirly effect. So it's really cool. And we put it all together. So there's nothing, there's no, obviously there's no auto tune or anything like that on there, but it's a lot of different elements that were put together.
You mean you don't use auto tune?
No, sir. No. So we just kind of, you know, went through and recorded a little mini part. I doubled a guitar on it, and it sounds like a cello kind of. There's like a middle part. So it's kind of a masterpiece. I'm really, this is my favorite song on the album. We don't really play it live. I have, and it comes across all right, but it was one that, you know, that's been hanging around for a long time, so I'm pretty proud of it.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure,
thank you for coming
guys.
In. Thor Platter, Long Road Ahead on New York.
You got a long road ahead, and standing there, you got a long road ahead. Open up your heart and let me in. You got a room made for two, and I'm standing door. You got a room made for two. Would you take too long to let me crazy around here. Every night, open up my fears. Things are crazy around here. Open up your